Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening,
This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP is in the helicopter flying over Philly, trying to land somewhere in the vicinity of the studio. So y'all beg his pardon for a minute, and I'm here to say good evening. That's how I feel when I'm with you. Yeah, when I'm with you. All the time. Yo, it's a good show coming up tonight. I'm going to let you know, like, whatever we got going on, we planned it out. We wrote the script. We did everything. We got all the actors in place. We got it going on. So just to let you know, none of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free.
If you do, you can hear.
Yes, indeed. It's the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 just got in the building. Get them groupies out of here, man. Tell them groupies to go home. No groupies allowed. None of us are free. Peace, fam. What's the word, bro?
Everything's good.
Okay.
Out here in the limo.
Okay.
Yeah, cause I was actually posting up something on the net for the Ain't Shit Funny portion of tonight. I was just finishing that up.
So you letting them know ahead of time they can censor you at 7 o'clock?
Yo, man.
Right.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what they do. They can kiss my ass. I don't give a shit what they do.
All right, JP. I'm just messing with you, and they messing with you. And they messing with you, too. Shit, that's all I have fun. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we having fun, eh?
Yeah.
We having fun. All right. Everybody do their job, and let's have fun doing it. I don't care nothing about
it. Exactly.
That's what I'm... This school teacher at my children's school, she said, I listened to your show the other night. Y'all was getting down and things. I said, damn, near the end of it, they started censoring us and She said, that's what made the show interesting because people want to know, what was they busting? What was you saying to get you all static? And I was saying, well, we're trying again next week. What?
Right.
Hey,
right.
We known to be censored ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? We getting on your nerves ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but she did give me a warning though, right? Let me play the warning for you here. Be right back at you.
Okay. Okay.
You're on the list of everyone feeling, man. Here's the warning, man. Take it out. Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. KP3 is around somewhere in the town of Philly, making sure his clients are well taken care of. That's how I say that one. Ain't it right? You're making sure they're good, right?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely right.
That's what it is, bro. You got to get that customer service down to a science. That's the only way you can get that money, man.
For sure.
So what it is, man? What's going on in Philly tonight, man?
Shoot,
true, man. It's kind of quiet here right now. Thank goodness, because they've been shooting and acting crazy. So, you know what I mean? It's a little quiet today. It was sunny today. So.
That's what it is? It's 70 degrees?
Yeah,
that's what happened. Anybody trying to mess up nobody's day. It started getting cold. People get cold out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Yeah,
look what happened. I got this artist, right? Kayeem My Day, right? I did two songs on his album a long time ago, 2 years ago or whatever. So the man's in Tanzania, right? So he sent me a song called Jam Out, right? So I said, I'm going to play it tonight, JP. And we're going to see what he's doing in Tanzania, all right?
All right. All right.
All right. We're going to test it out, man. This ain't going, no. This is our family. We do music with them, and, you know, we're going to see what they're doing in Tanzania tonight. All right.
All right. Yep.
Thank you.
right there was hot, JP. That was hot. That's hot right there.
I know they was, funking like that in Tanzania.
No, you know that's me.
Yeah. When y'all do that, John?
Yo, man,
yeah,
man,
you need to play that again, man. Shit.
Yo, this is what happened, right?
Oh, hold on. Make it go.
Go?
it's a go for me.
Yeah, I was telling people, look, man, I would do your music with you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing the music. I ain't talking to you. At all. I ain't doing no talking. You're an expert when I met you.
Drums popping like popcorn.
Yeah, that's a youngin'. That's a youngin' in Tanzania. You know what I'm saying? They just ask for the rudiments and all that type of stuff.
Don't ever stop, man. You on the right track.
You know me, JP. I'm going to give me some young people wherever they at in the world. I'm going to make the music. Wherever they at in the world, I'm going to give them some of my stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's that get you on board type of stuff.
Man, that goes fast.
Yeah. So that's my man, Kaye, my day, man. You can find his music on every platform. I'm on one album, I guess. I'm going to be on this new album, I hope. You know what I'm saying? With some of that type of stuff right there, because they asking
that's
for that type of music in that part of the world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the people going to ramp over top of it and all that, you know?
Heck yeah.
Rap, yeah, so
play,
I'm doing
sing,
my thing.
Dance, tap dance, anything.
Hey, guess what? If you don't like me at home, I'm going across the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. If people across the street like me, believe that. I'm going to go where I can be loved. People say, I like that. Can you do that? And guess what? You know how many takes that was, right?
One. Come on, man.
You know. You know already. Stop playing with a guy.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Working with me, you ain't even got to worry about a plane ticket, man. Ain't going to take that long. You know what I'm saying? But you better open up the kitchen. You better open up the kitchen so a brother can cook his dinner. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get into it real quick. Hey, JP, I'm going to keep on running.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on running, man. Keep that thought, man. Cause I know you got something hot to tell them in a minute here. Let's keep on running. Keep on running, man.
95, and now that I'm older, stress weighs on my shoulders, heavy as boulders. But I told y'all, until the day that I die, I still will be a soldier. That's all I told ya, that's all I showed ya, that's all I told ya. And the calamity is gripping my sanity, can it be?
That I'm a celebrity.
Now don't be wishing to switch in any positions with me. Cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining. Cause all the gaming and taming from entertaining is hella straining to the brain. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away.
Everybody just clap your hands.
No stopping.
Uptown.
No stopping.
Brooklyn.
No stopping.
Queens.
No stopping.
The Bronx.
No stopping.
Long Island.
No stopping.
New Jersey.
No stopping. No stopping.
Yo, V, bring it in. Alright. This is special dedication to my man DJ Hollywood, because he was one of the first ones out there. I like to send a little song, a little something like this to all the ladies out there. This goes out to you now. Check it out.
And let's make love tonight, and I swear to you, baby, I treat you right. If you're the kind of girl that I've been looking for, be real good to me, baby, let me be your toy. I don't stop the way I'm feeling, just keep on turning me on. And I swear to you, baby, I love you all night long. Somebody say, well, well. Now, come on, let me hear you say, well, oh well, well. Did you ever see a girl and thought she didn't care? Did you ever feel like crying and think to get nowhere? Did you ever see her coming when the lights were down below? Did you ever wish for God, I love her, but how much you never know? Did you ever look into her eyes and see a little prayer? Could you show a spark flow to her heart and think that you were there? Did you ever wonder where she is or wonder if she's true? One day you'll be happy, but the next day you'll be blue. That's why I say, well,
well,
it feels so good to me. I take a trip to a beautiful place. Say, let me turn you on. Ooh. Whenever we're up close, it's your perfume I love the most. Say, let me turn you on. Ooh. When all the other fellas try to run that game on you, I wanna show you, baby, a love that's true, a love that's good and a love that's fine, something to blow your mind. Talking about a love of the freakiest kind, because you got eyes like a water, lips are rosy red. Every time I see you, really turns my head. And I'm the kind of guy that love you all for me, and everybody know my name is
Marty.
That's why I say, well,
well,
it feels so good to me. Well, your face. I take a trip to a beautiful place. Turn you on, please, baby. Let me turn you on. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Let me turn you on. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Please, let me turn you on.
My gold mine, punchline, past the moonshine, recline, watch you go blind. I see y'all lying and watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me, cock my dog
K-9.
No more fantasy mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep a gully drinking on 40s and nature is naughty. In the premiere, through this final frontier. Indies a show, son, that paid the cashier. You were running side, through this lyrical homicide. And yo, ass to the yo.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, Apparently you niggas ain't getting it,
It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I should quit it. What we living for, fighting for, killing for. Nothing on this planet is worth dying for. Sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on the block. Brothers locked in handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my guns last night.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. 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 Apparently you niggas ain't get bounty hunters. Apparently you niggas ain't get. Apparently you niggas ain't get. Apparently you niggas ain't get.
Yo. Meow, meow. Alright.
I said, people, people, come on and check it now. You see the mic in my hand, now watch me wreck it now. What is a body if the crew ain't there?
What's your name?
Call me Guru, that's my man from here. Now many attempts have been made to hold us back. Slander the name and withhold facts. But I'm the type of brother with much more game. I got a sure aim. And if I find you're to blame, you can bet you'll be exterminated, taken out, done. It doesn't matter how many, they go as easy as just one. Bust one round in the ear for this year. For this year, suckers are going nowhere, cause my street style and intelligence level makes me much more than just an angry rebel. I'm gifted, unlimited, rhymes universal. MCs that ain't equipped get flipped in my circle. I'm aiming on raining on those bitch ass chumps, cause the rhymes don't flow and the beats don't pump. And niggas better know I paid my dues and shit. I'm about to blow the fuck up cause I refuse to quit. I'm out to get the props that are rightfully mine. Yeah, me and the crew think it's about that time. But on the DL, you know the gang style will conquer. That's why you're staring point and others cling on to my Nautica, asking for a hookup. Well, sorry, but my schedule is all booked up. Nobody put me on, I made it up the hard way. Look out for my people, but the sucker should parlay. Cause it's business, kid, this ain't no free-for-all. You have to wait your turn, you must await your call. So now, it is my duty to eliminate and subtract all of the booty crews and sucker shit vacate before I get irate. And I'll kick your can from here to Japan with force you can't withstand, cause I'm the motherfucking man. Right now I got my man Little Dap from the group home. Hey yo, step up to the mic and tell him why you're the man.
So much anger built inside, so don't stop to say hi, motherfucker just die. My shit holds a mouthful, so I guess you know what's up. While punks get killed at the end of the month. Styles and styles I flip, Little that remains sick. Yes, the group home is sick, so all your pumps say this. Every time you rip, the more fame that we get. Motherfuckers at heart, thinking that they are God. Niggas just don't understand, let me be my own man. Did everything on my own, cause every place wasn't home. Anywhere that I rest, had to dress with a vest. I guess you get the routine, but with a lot of stress. Frustration on my mind, brothers doing their time. Rhymes are organizing crime as you're ripping a line. Brothers just don't know how shit got to go. Cause I was told to never get my back to the street. As I walk through the ghetto, dead souls I greet. See my man give him pound, then I walk with a frown. Another minute, another brother's gone down. Shit is getting too close, that's why the group home is sick. So every time you're ripped, the more fame that we get. My father always said, don't watch the one across the street. Watch the one right next, because it's easy to flex. Took keys to what he said, yeah, that deep ass nigga. While brothers hang around, trying to get down. Niggas just don't understand, I'm the motherfucking man.
And also on the set from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, we got my man J. Rude the Damager.
Yo, tell them why you're the man.
I'll tap ya, sure. You probably heard it before. Step to the Bentley mic, I prove my word is law. Drugstore with more, dope rhyme vendor. Not partial to beat the chief ambassador. Niggas get mad cause they can't score. Like a Wild West flick, they wish to shoot up my door. But I incite the riot, don't even try it. Bust up chumps to grab kids, keep quiet. Like I said before, I tap yours, snatch whores. Kill suckers in wars, because style you said was yours. Money grip, wanna flip, but you fish. House a mic like your hooker and did tricks on a bitch. Dirty rotten scoundrel, and my name is J-Roo. Utilizing my tools in 92. MC step up in mob to defeat us when we rock knots and got rocks like Norm Peterson. Lots of fun, lots of fun, lots of beers. Got the skills green, so I always get cheers. Troop on like a trooper, no tears for fears. I'ma get mine cause the crew will get theirs. Cut you up like Edward Scissorhands. You know the program, I'm the motherfucking man. Fucking man. Fucking man.
Wagwan, Obama. Wagwan. Oh, so much black people get murdered in American land. So much I can't count for me on. I love black president run the land. Wagwan.
Fight, we a fight back. Them racist system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight back. Them idiot system, Rastaman a fight, we a fight back. Them corrupt system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight. Babylon system, bus drive on them sleigh. Ever since the boy see my man get away, Mike Brown and Eric them kill me today. No, me can't believe they murder Freddy Gray. Baltimore man them locked down the street. Police van stretch a CVS fire blade. The boy don't get caught and sent for marriage. Unity has set a that black people need. That black people need.
Fight, we a fight back. Them racist system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight back. Them idiot system, Rastaman a fight, we a fight back. Them corrupt system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight. Babylon system.
Ain't none of them me no tariffy. Me losing me sanity. Tired of years of police brutality. Big rocks don't start dash, cop car glass. Smash them gun pool, start move panicky. System now no clarity. Slave black people to ears, true power and vanity. No make them what we done no more. We have to take this score, unite and
fight, we a fight back. Them racist system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight back. Them idiot system, Rastaman a fight, we a fight back. Them corrupt system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight. Babylon system, bus drive on them sleigh. Ever since the boy see my man get away, Mike Brown and Eric them kill me good day. No me can't believe them murder Freddy Gray. Baltimore man them locked down the street. Police van search a CVS fire blade. The boy don't get caught and sent for marriage. Unity has sent a that black paper name.
That black paper name.
Fight, we a fight back. Them racist system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight back. Them idiot system, Rastaman a fight, we a fight back. Them corrupt system, Baltimore a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight, we a fight. Babylon system.
Well, we back here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3, what do you have to say? JP, you still there? Yeah, JP? All right. He said he's not there. He's getting his post ready for Ain't Shit Funny episode in about 5 minutes. So, I'm going to just put some power on this thing and wait for JP to come back to his airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
into this new room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Host JP is back in the building. Are you back in the building?
Right here.
Oh, okay, because I know your wife called you down to the lobby to bring that paycheck. So it's all right. It's all right, bro. It's all right. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. What's the word, man? What's the topic for today, man? Ain't shit
funny.
Well,
the topic for today... Yeah, like I posted on social media, socialism media, we're going to be talking a little bit about Travis Scott incident. This weekend he had a concert or music festival, and I knew nothing about it, didn't really care, I can't name one Travis Scott song, but I know he's one of the more popular artists. So this is a popular festival they have out there in Texas somewhere. And while he was performing on a stage filled with flames and mountain of fire and a portal like the CERN portal, you know, to the dark side, one of them looking portals. He was performing on a stage that looked like that. It's up there on my page. And while he was performing, People were falling out all over the place. Then people started getting stampeded all over the place. Now, excuse me, the news, mainstream news or whatever, has been saying it's only 8 people. However, the night it was happening, the brother that was on, I don't know if it was TikTok or Instagram, one of them, but there was a brother on, brother meaning black guy, on the internet. And he was saying how it's like 100 people dead. the way he was, like, he was terrified. You know what I mean? Like, he was terrified. He was like, basically, God told him, you better not never go there again, in so many words. A lot of people saw this post, which was one of the first posts. But there were also some big-time stars there that had footage as well. One of the pieces of footage was, you know, the fans were telling this guy, Travis Scott, to stop singing. They were trying to get the DJs to everybody to stop. This cat was on stage just still singing or chanting, whatever he was doing, and just steady looking at the people. You know what I mean? People literally falling out. Now, we do see people fall out. We've seen this for years. Like Michael Jackson, for instance. Michael Jackson, I remember that Dangerous tour. I was watching it on TV. But I know grown men out there in Istanbul or wherever bull he was, where somewhere out there in North Africa or somewhere, they were falling out for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I mean, there was hundreds of thousands of people in this place. Now, they were just passing the people through the crowd. For some reason, whatever was going on, these people seemed like they were passing out for no reason. Now, I don't know if there was a gas, I don't know what, but that shit ain't funny. Like, why do people want to, well, like I said, a lot of people didn't know what was going to happen. Maybe some knew, maybe they didn't, maybe some didn't care, but why would you want to go to a concert, first of all, where the stage looks like the setting for hell? Why do you want to do that? When you're walking into the music festival, it was similar to the gates of hell type of thing. Like you were walking into this man's mouth, like he was swallowing you up. You enter in the belly of the beast, like that type of entrance. Like, don't y'all see what they're doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's just not funny. People's children died. Now the mainstream news is saying it's 8 people, but I doubt if there's 8 people. I think it's 100 or more. Maybe it's 100 or more. I don't know. I wasn't there, but hope I'd never be there either. But that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. And I want to see, I'm sure there's going to still be millions and millions of people that still go out to events like this. Why? Because they probably just don't care. Right. They think the music is cool. They think the music is cool, and they're going to keep going. But, yes, sir.
Can I say something? Let me say something. Can you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You said a whole mouthful. So, I didn't want you to go into the next paragraph without me saying something, because you just laid it all on the line. You said the man had some living sacrifices so he could please his God, so his music could get bigger. Right?
That's not what I said at all.
But that's what
you
so
said.
Happened,
that.
Right?
I ain't say nothing about the human sacrifice.
I thought that's what you were talking about. They
I didn't say Travis Scott was blood sacrificing niggas to Satan so he could get more. I ain't say nothing about that. But since you brought it up, let's keep talking about it. But since you brought it up, let's keep talking about it. I'm trying to go easy on niggas, but since you brought it up, let's talk about it.
Look, I have to speak from my age, okay? I can't speak from another age. And I found that out today while I'm interacting with people. I can only speak to you from where I'm at, okay? I can't want to be where you at and none of that, because you may be someplace that I may not want to be when I'm speaking to you and when you're listening. If you can hear me, I can talk to you. If you can speak, I can listen to you. If you don't speak, I can't hear anything you're saying. When I hear people speak, I listen. That's why it's called the Listening Room Philly, JP. Now, what I heard was this dude had a concert that neither one of us went to. That's obvious, right?
Correct.
So we got to stay out of it. We stay out of it. We just reporting what we saw, whatever the news. So now, yeah, all these people there, thousands and thousands of people, and everybody came to get this dude music. And they went through a little portal, right? And through the portal, it was like a mouth or something. They went through it. And then when they entered in, they all were under a spell, okay, according to what I heard. So when you get into a spell, the music kept on playing and playing and playing, and people were dropping dead, and the music kept getting louder. And people, what made people stampede is what I want to know. Because people obviously were dead for a minute before they started stampede. It got close to somebody who didn't want to die. And they were like, oh, no, stop. Stop the music. That's a little too close for me. So somebody wanted to live. You know what I'm saying? So I guess the living got the message. The living got the message. Like, you should cut that shit out right now. This ain't what we're doing. Okay. The Almighty's already here. Yeah. He's checking everybody ID. Everybody ID getting checked. Mine included, everybody. So you can do the thing where you do what you do. Do what you do. If it brings the result you want, have at it. But now I know the man music gonna sell at least 20 million more copies because people want to analyze what he's saying to the people now. And you catch me? Marshall.
you want to analyze it, play it backwards and analyze it. That's people's problem, and that was the point I was getting to. Y'all better stop playing with that shit. Stop playing with that black magic, and stop playing with the portal.
Why you calling
there's already enough shit out here you got to deal with. There's already shit out here you got to deal with, but you keep playing with these niggas with their satanic music and falling into the spell, and that's. You know what I mean? They tell you what it is. They're not even hiding it. They tell you what it is, what they going to do and all that stuff.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out one other thing. I hear you talk. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when did it turn black magic? If we could do black magic, wouldn't we be out of this bullshit we're in right now? Wouldn't we be out of it, JP? I'm just asking. If we had any black magic, you know, because black people would obviously control it, right?
You know what? That's a good question, Priest. Check it out. That's a great question, and not to get off track. But I was saying and exactly what you said. If all this shit works, how come Haiti's still in the position they in?
How about that?
How about
all this
that?
Money, all
this shit,
all this so-called
black magic, whatever you want to call it, I ain't getting into this shit because I ain't saying it ain't real. But I'm saying if you ain't in it, you might want to stay out of it. Because it ain't but two sides you're dealing with. In the music industry, you know who you're dealing with. The old folks from church, they're telling us who that was, but niggas don't want to listen. So now they're going to tell you to your face who they are. Whether you want to know it or not, like you're getting what it is. They got churches of Satan with the bathroom on the front stoop. You don't think they're about to shove that shit in my face? So if you want to keep going to these concerts, I'm going to keep doing stories on ain't shit funny. This artist had people dropping dead at his concert or her concert. Like, they telling you what it is. They telling you what it is. So they're not just like the government. They tell you what it is. People tell you what it is, but you don't believe them. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to keep going down that rabbit hole, you're going to bump into who you going to bump into. Maybe you want to turn around and go the other way, towards the light. You can stop going towards that dark hole that they lead everybody into, because that's what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
look at this.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
Hold on. You got a whole mouthful, guys. That's a paragraph. Hold on. See, I'm going to put on my Google Words, so every time you get to a paragraph, I'm like, hold on right there. That's enough for us to take for a second. Check this out. What if the people that go to these concerts know that somebody has to be sacrificed? So now when they go and the sacrifice takes place, what happens when the people that go are actually empowered? So they would go based off of that fact. They're not looking at it from your perception of, I wouldn't even go in the first place. But they're going to say, if somebody dies, I hope it's not me. I'm going to get the power that comes from that. Okay. I'm telling you. They think different than we do, bro.
No, I can dig it. So I'm talking to the people that still have some good damn sense. That's who I'm talking to. If you want to be in it, then that's on you. Because I grew up with people like that, listening to Marilyn Manson, that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to listen to that, because all of it's bullshit for real. But if you want to listen to that stuff, you want to get into it, that's cool. Keep that shit over there. But for those of you that can hear, you might not want to keep going to these concerts. There was a scene in Blade where they thought they were going to the club, and when they got into the club, nigga, they locked the doors and turned off the lights, and blood started coming out the sprinklers, and now you're dinner. You know what I'm saying? But niggas think that's a joke, too. If you want to keep going to these events, you might want to stay home. You might want to stay home. You might. I ain't even telling you to go to church. You just might want to stay home and figure shit out without someone guiding you left or right. Figure it out your damn self, whatever you're thinking about. But you might not want to keep going to these hell portal events, like the CERN event that happened a couple years ago. You might want to stay away from that because it's not a joke.
Look at this, JP. Look at this. I'm going to just put on one song for a second. We're going to come back at this.
Cause I
saw something. I saw something else while you were talking. So how about this? Don't worry. Just don't worry. I got you.
Stop all that, fuckers. Say what? worried about his name, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my fame. Oh, I won't worry. Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, you ain't gonna get nowhere at all. Check it out. Well, I'm worried about my cash, cause I need to get my stash, and I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry. Oh, if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, you ain't gonna be nowhere at all.
Take a little child out.
Somewhere in the building. That was so much, JP. I had to just put that song on. Just tell myself, don't worry. Just don't worry. That's a whole lot, man.
It is a whole lot. But it don't take a whole lot to ignore it, because it's really not even, Well, I can't say it's not reality, because like you said, a lot of people are into that stuff, and that's cool for them. But, But that's not funny. You know what I'm saying? Like that boy, that brother was scared when he was giving his upload. He was shook, man. He was shook. Like on some, I knew I shouldn't have gone here. You know what I'm saying? But and thank goodness he got out. But yeah.
Well, look at it this way, bro. It is what it is. People choose to do what they do, okay? And what I know for sure is people are actively participating in it, okay? Without a doubt, they're participating. So if you are participating in those things, JP has given you the optimal warning, like, why don't you stay your ass at home, all right? I ain't saying nothing about it because I ain't in it. But I know what they got to do, JP, is they got to practice what they preach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like what you said on the, it's like what you said on Baba TV, like just back the F up. Like just back up and check it out. Check out the scene for real. Back up and check it out.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, some people, they go full blast and then they wreck. And wrecking is, when you get older, you know, you don't want to wreck nothing. You don't want to hurt nothing. Take a longer time to heal, so you don't want to break this and break that. And, you know, you don't want to do those type of things. And younger people be like, look, I'm doing my thing. Well, matter of fact, it's everybody doing their own thing because I'm communicating with people on my level. So I'm talking to them straight, no chaser, no nothing behind what I'm saying, just straight. And people are like, so what do you mean? And I'm like, I just told you what I mean. Matter of fact, I'm not even mean when I'm talking to you. And then it came to me today that maybe people don't have none of the experiences I have. Maybe don't have none of the interactions I may have had with the type of people that I've interacted with. So I should be a little bit easier on them. I should be easier on them. They might think that worshiping the devil is cool. Okay.
See, but it's like I was singing earlier about that, and sometimes there's no elder in the house, or there's no father figure, mother. There's no elder figure in the house to even break shit down to the young people. Cause it's not even like, you know what I mean? I'm 46. I ain't all old, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, middle age, whatever. But it's like sometimes shit hits you later, you be like, yo, okay, I see what he's saying. Just like the brother that did that upload about the concert, like he was like, nah, man. God tell me this, you know what I mean? He got the message. Sometimes people don't get it real quick. Sometimes it takes years. The smart ones get it the first time you tell them, of course. But it's like if you ain't there to tell somebody, yo, back up, slow down, this, that, this, like, people need to hear that sometimes because in a lot of cases, a lot of these people that are going to these concerts are into escapism. Like, they might be hurt or, you know what I mean, they're trying to get out of their life or they might be messed up on some drugs. It could be a whole lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not judging anybody for anything, but it's like, just take a step back and look at what's going on. Like, check out the scene, check out the game they're playing because at the end of the day, they just trying to get rid of you, man. That's why they saying only 8 people died. Was it 8? I don't think so. But at the end of the day, they just, man, they don't give a shit about what you talking about. That shit ain't funny.
Well, look at it this way. While you were talking, right, I said, I have something to say, but what you just said made it so I got to put on this tune right quick by my brother Everton Blender. It's called False Words, right? Based off what you just said, because I like how you talk, so I'm going to put some music on to back up what you're saying, all right? And we'll be right back here.
False words are spoken. We twist it all. The truth is mistaken. Lies are told to the young, from country to country, city to city, they try to do us harm, but they can't stop Jah Jah down. Stand firm with your pride, with nothing to hide, our aim, our destiny, is to be free. Talk them
all the men who hunger for the truth. Jaja is the only truth. From east, west, north and south, Lucifer, we must get you out. Stop them at all, I run up them out. Lucifer, we must get you out. Stop them at all, I run up them out. Yes, we know them, soon change them right. False words are spoken. We twist it all. The truth is mistaken. Lies are told to the young. Stand firm and keep your ground. With nothing to hide. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, you, you, you. Say behind, watching people's business. When see them wanna squire, talk them a talk, I run up them out. Lucifer, you must change your out. Talk them a talk, I run up them out. Yes, we know we soon get them out.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you say, JP? You said yeah.
Oh no, I'm here.
Oh no, I said the music is right on time. You know what I'm saying? Because they talking in false words. So,
straight up.
And they talking about Satan and all that stuff. I'm personally not getting involved in none of that. I've avoided all my life. I'm going to stay
straight
free and staying free. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no use to get caught up all this time. You know, I made it this far too much. You know what I'm saying? And that's all.
Like some people think they want to be famous, but I don't know if they really want to, because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, what are you really gaining?
Like I said today, man, I was interviewed on Bumble. I said to the brother, he asked me a question. I said, those of you that want to be famous and all that type of stuff, ain't nothing wrong with that if you know what you're doing, but every person that I know above the age of 50 that's in and was in the real music business got out of the real music business. Whether they got 5 diamond albums, 15 platinum, 30 gold, they got out of the business. They said all of them is serving Satan. Every guy up in there, one way, shape, or form. And I was like, wow, that's different, ain't it? But we ain't looking at that. Did you know before Kevin Hart or anybody like that wore a dress, yeah, Flip Wilson wearing a dress back in the 60s?
Back in the day, heck yeah.
So they had,
that's why Chappelle said that joke is old. Why I gotta do that? Everybody does that. No one, it's not funny anymore.
Right. But that was a practice that they instituted in their business to say, if a guy does not put on a dress, we cannot control him. Okay? We can't control him.
Okay.
So you can't control a guy. You got to be like, man, he's not coke, man. I saw the guy. He was in Africa smoking crack. Knowing good and well, you live in Ohio.
Right.
He goes to Cincinnati and get the best crack. He get the best crack right there. Go to Columbus, shit. I heard they got the boom crack because they got no commerce in the city at all. No commerce.
Right.
You go downtown.
Right.
Go downtown to Columbus. Nothing downtown, absolutely nothing. So there's got to be some commerce, somebody going to work somewhere on 62nd Avenue. I ain't telling you where the people live, man. But it is, man. But it is. Yeah, man, it's rough out here. So people got to get what they got to get. Look what happened, man. You know, when I'm talking to you, I be getting this music. So while I'm getting this music, it comes to me, well, you know, while we talking. And I'm like, look, JP, ain't shit funny about none of this. I kid you not. Okay, but as far as the Travis Scott business, right, please don't sue me, whoever you are, because you're greedy. Y'all are greedy, right? They waiting for a week, and then they're going to say, we paying for all the funerals. We're going to do all that for everybody. I'm telling you, man, it's marketing. They're going to market the shit out of this thing. And a lot of people that don't look like Travis Scott is going to buy some brand new houses and cars.
Absolutely.
Tuition for their kids. Okay. And Travis Scott going to be ass out in 5 more minutes. I guarantee you.
You know that.
He done served his purpose already. So he gets to go to file 13 because he's not going to change and turn into nothing else. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to change into something else. He's going to be what he is. But on that note, my man said it better than anybody else. Check what he said. I'll be right back at you.
All right.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner. Give to the need. Rip to touch you. So don't make me wait. Around and I'm going to fight you. Snap the plate. I can flip that flow. I can get that dough, you know I'm with that show. Ain't a thing about this, can't do what I haven't seen. But when it gets dark, it's like it's having dreams. Oh, nightmare, the light there, the dessert. What? Got me like, everybody wants to hurt. What? Paranoid, so I strike out at whatever. Closest thing to me's gonna get it, but never. Will I, can I think death is wrong? So I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga bull. These other rap cats will give it a room. But if it costs for me to boss my way in the door, headhunting motherfuckers. Stay on the floor, fall is what I get sick with. Four more, now all this is liquid. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner, gift it and eat. There's a touch, so don't make me wait. Around and I'ma bite you, snap the plate. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner, gift it and eat. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snap the plate. I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. I'm the best, so unless you wanna fresh with the shit. Leave it alone. When you walk past the doghouse, leave it alone. Dogs fight, dogs fight, dogs like scratch, shake, all night. So when you hit it, start running. Cause when you hit it, I'm coming. But I don't like drama, so I say to myself, keep focused with the strap and pray for the wealth. I want the money, give me the honeys with big. The most expensive champagne you got, big glass. I'm drunk, so I'm a bastard, head wide open. Begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wrist, now he's a dish for the pack. Glowing red eyes, everything else is black. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. For running, I'm gonna bite you, and snatch the plate. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. For running, I'm gonna bite you, and snatch the plate. When the sun is up, the sun is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. All day, that's where your luck stops. One drop, and another, going through you, hit your. When there's it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause with these cats, I send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my
y'all. We back here live in the listening room, Philly, man. We just had to think about some things for a second because JP be throwing it out there and be like, yo, think about that. And, yo, because I really ain't never fell into that fall behind people. I'm not falling behind people. I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely nowhere. Okay? I kid you not.
That's smart.
If you don't have a map, I ain't going with you. If you're making that shit up as you go, I ain't going with you. If some other people I can't see is telling you what to do and I got to follow you, I ain't going. Period. I ain't doing it, bro. It looks shady. All of it looks shady. And people making decisions to involve themselves. And how many people was at that concert for real, JP? Did you Google that shit? How many people was there?
It had to be thousands.
We got to Google that number, man, so we can be talking real to these people, man. Because if you say thousands of people fell, what percentage of the number actually people was unaccounted for? How many people got stepped on, crushed, or whatever? And we should have those numbers for the people so they could be like, well, they just hating on them. I ain't hating on you. You got stumped on. You go on to a funeral in a couple of days. And let's see if everybody that went to the concert show up at these people's funerals and put their $5 in it and make sure the family go forever. If they do them kind of customs, because we used to do that when people died. We put in our $5 and the family got an envelope and that's the best we could do until next month. Then the month after that and the month after that to make sure the children grew up. See, but we ain't looking out for nobody, so I don't know how to approach these people personally. But maybe you know, JP, I'm listening, bro.
I don't know. Yeah. But I know that they don't tell us the truth. See me.
Nah, man, you're gonna have to say that all over again. Whether the Bluetooth or whatever, you're gonna say that all over again. Because they visited, are you already? So let's try it one more time, JP. Please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I want them to hear you. I hear you all the time. I can call you on the phone and video. Right.
I was saying I'm not sure exactly how many people were there, but when I saw the brother's post before the news was even talking about it. Like, as soon as it happened, he put his post up, and he said at least 100 people. You know what I'm saying? Other people had relatives. Other people had relatives that passed away and whatever, got stomped on. But I'm sure it's on the internet. You know what I mean? You can probably check that stuff out. I didn't check none of that out. I was just going off of what people were posting. Because there's some bad things about social media, but there's a lot of good, because sometimes you get things as they happen, like when people are getting jacked up by the police, you know, you get it as it happens or right after it happens before the news can either shut it down or give you a whole different story. So it seems to be a lot more than 8 or 10 of what they're saying, you know what I'm saying? But y'all can check that out for yourself. I ain't into it like that. I'm just saying stay away from that shit.
Oops. Well, JP, you know, once again, as you were talking, you got that wisdom, so I got to give the people something that they can work on as far as the music. And check this out, man. This is what I got from what you said, JP. Check us out, man.
All right.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
See, that's what we do here in the listening room, Philly, JP. That's what we do. We say something that's real relevant, then we put out some old people music and go, now, didn't we tell you that 40 years ago?
See, now, see, that man's a prophet, see? And people be saying it's a joke. That man's a whole prophet. I don't even know, you know what I mean? I'm not saying he saw social media, but, like, yeah, it ain't going to be televised, but you might catch that shit live on somebody's phone. For real, for real. Because, like, you see, in certain cases, you see stuff as in people be on live and shit's going on as they're talking to you on live. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that man said something prophetic.
Well, that's how they do when I was growing up. You didn't just put out any type of music and thought people supposed to pay you for it. It ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? You had to say something of value and make the people come back and check where you at. You know what I'm saying? Check where you at. Check what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
He said the revolution will not go good with Coke or something like that. Yeah.
It ain't going better with all the liquor you drink, all the champagne. It ain't going better with none of that you do. Okay? For real. Because they got everybody's following these guys. And they dress good, they look good. And, you know, we all did it from time to time because we had to. But after a while, you're like, hold on, these guys got everybody drunk. Okay, everybody playing dominoes. You're drunk and you're playing dominoes. What the fuck are you building if you're drunk and you're playing dominoes all the time? If you're just trying to get money, what are you building? What are you building? I mean, really. Okay. You can't trust nobody.
The money ain't even real. It's like we playing with Monopoly money.
Well, I know that too, because I see people hit me on Instagram and be like, what's your Cash App? I'm like, for what? Well, I'm going to flip your money. You ain't flipping my money.
Yeah,
not
yo,
more
they,
than
hit me, I can flip. They hit me with that shit too. I'm tired of them, man. I'm tired of them.
Yeah, I'm like, look, if you want to know how to flip money, come hang out. I will show you how to flip that shit. And it won't be on the internet, because y'all done knock your own self up. The IRS is coming for all y'all ass. Every freaking one of you. And they can look
straight up
by that, what you got in your hand. And if it look like a whole stack of ones, your ass going to jail. and you're detailing it line by line, precept by precept. You putting it on the air and you letting them know,
yeah,
I'm flipping this money. I'm taking $100 and I'm getting $2,000. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so they go, well, he said he put $100, that means he got $1,900 profit. We taxing him $1,900 on the
$1,900. Yeah. Yep.
What you mean?
Yo, there's something you said. There's something you talk about. This something you talk about sometimes, but it was they were talking about it on the news somewhere the other night, but they were talking about how all these trust funds babies, you know, all these millionaires, they said, man, a lot of them are just going homeless on purpose.
Say that part again.
They said a lot of these millionaire children are grown, you know, they're grown or whatever, but they call them trust fund babies, you know, the millionaires, the rich people.
Yeah.
They said a lot of the younger ones are going homeless on purpose and just riding around in trailers and things like that. Just, you know what I mean? Like they're not even living that same. Let me build a house here. Nah, they just going. They just on the street sometimes. They in trailers, they hotel. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like they're not living the same way their family is living in the past. They still millionaires. You know what I'm saying?
They know how they got the money, JP, and that's what I said to people. You know, I was a butler when I came to D.C., so that gave me access to certain people and certain dynamics. So I met a lot of trust fund babies, you know, a lot of them cats. I know a lot of them right now. And the white ones I know for sure, they have to go be homeless for a minute because they're not used to anybody saying anything to them where they can't buy all your shit, okay? You can't tell them people no. They come in smelling pissy and whatnot in your restaurant, and you say, you can't come in here. They say, okay, fine. 20 minutes later, their lawyer is buying the restaurant. Cash money, your ass is up out of here. I kid you not. Seen it done, okay? Because they got the juice. They just wanted to eat dinner. And directly after they do all that misery to people, they ain't gonna remember that shit at all. Because you should have never fucked with them. That's how they move, JP. You understand? I kid you not.
It's like they on some gypsy shit, some nomad shit. You know, like a nomad.
No, it's not a nomad. They know already that. Well, look at it, the Batman movie with Bruce Wayne and shit. He went all over the world because he could. And he got caught in the movie stealing his own shit, right? Remember that scene where he was up on the mountain, he had to go to the mountain and meet the guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. He got caught for stealing his own stuff. If you look at the boxes
in
the movie,
man.
Wayne Enterprises. So he couldn't tell nobody that because he was running away from the name. That's what the guy told him. You would have to go a million miles from any place where people don't know your name. Because that means your people got enough wealth where people know your name. So of course they're going to go be homeless because ain't nobody expecting you. You worth $300 million that you sleeping in front of your building. Ain't nobody going to believe that shit. So when I say that story, I say, you ain't pay me no mind. And I'm telling you, it's a fact, man. I was a butler. And you know how black people today get to be butlers? We get access to shit you could never even imagine, man. Because they got to trust somebody. You got to trust somebody, bro. And your butler, you know, non-disclosure agreement is the least of your worries. Okay?
That's your right hand. For real, your butler is your right hand.
You better know that, you better act like you know all the family secrets and you maintaining the family trust. And anything that you do to get you messed up, you're going to disappear and nobody going to hear from you again because you got the family secrets in you. So you can't play with this thing. It's like, see, some people ain't never served nobody, JP. So they never had to understand, like, you want all the money, cool. The cats who got the wealth ain't thinking about no money. They thinking about every time they do something, money is being made. If they fall down and have an accident, they're making $30 million. Okay? because somebody want to know that you in you know, can't work. They call it incapacitated. So you can't make a board meeting. That shit's real, bro. They make money off of each other. Misery. So what they do to the lesser people, the rich people and below, man, rich people got to work every day. I told you that, JP. They can't miss a beat. They spend $100 million, they better put it right back.
Yeah.
So therefore, yeah. See, when you got that type of loot, it don't belong to you. It belongs to whoever you're running your money through their system. Through their system. You have no system. You just have a name, and they let you know with carte blanche that you can spend all your money. You're worth $500 million. You can spend what you want. Now, here's a list you can't spend it on.
Right.
You can't go and buy no country outside of America.
Right.
Because you think cats ain't trying it. You see what they did to Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of my sons, I think like, was my 14-year-old like, came like, the other day. Yeah, check it out.
Go ahead.
He said, you know, Dad, they got Bill Cosby because he had oil under his property in Pennsylvania. I said, what?
Yeah.
He said, I heard you talking about it, but that's true, man. They got him for that oil, man, because that oil is like, that could back him up forever. And that's the collateral he needed. I was going, son, that's why you own a company. You impressing me already. Keep doing your research, bro.
That's the same thing that happened in Rosewood, Oklahoma.
Okay.
They had oil.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Them people were like, oh, yeah, you got the oil. Oh, you had the oil. You thought you had the oil.
Oh, man. Well, look at this, JP. I have enjoyed myself talking to you tonight, as always. I'm thinking fun today. He had a great show this past Saturday. I gotta get that. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. How are you?
Man, I'm great, man. That was a great show we did the other day, bro. I can't do that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
That was 100. You know what I'm saying? And those top of the line artists you be bringing on board. Come on, bro. Keep digging it out. Let us know on social media what you got going on this week coming up so we can get our cars, sticks, our safety belts on, and get ready to head out to the dirty basement.
Well, all right. Well, I don't have a guest planned as yet this week, so we'll see what transpires as we move forward through the week. But, of course, we'll have another great rendition of the Go and No. And, you know, there's always a hot topic or something on my mind. We actually discussed the Travis Scott situation also on a Saturday show. So, you know, it was definitely a good continuation for you guys to pick up on that today.
Well, yeah, we're going to run with it, man. It's called news. When it's called news, we don't want to cause the blues. Okay. We don't want
to. No doubt now. Now, like I always say, both of you guys are musicians, so, you know, I'm expecting you guys to be bringing in some more talent also that I can bring over to Dirty Basement Radio.
I can. Just some of the music ain't going to make it to the go and no, brother. I'm sorry. I wouldn't even do that. If you know what I'm talking about, man. Because I'm going to listen to it first. I'm like, nah. Because I know for sure you're going to say, this came from DC. This came from the priest. No, it didn't. Not that. That ain't come. Now, I did play a song this evening from Tanzania that my brother did. And, you know, I did my little piece to it. I did play that tonight. But that stuff is not going no material. But I will be giving people your link so you can. And try not to have a headache because some of that stuff it just ain't right. How you spend that money and they ain't even get y'all music right? Good God, it is money.
All right, well, I hope you kids. you know, well, I hope you can, you know, wade through all the muck and the mire and, you know, find a, you know, a
I can't
an appropriate an appropriate artist or two.
I will send you the ones that I see can do the thing, because I got artists, they right up the street from me. They'd be at this Metro shop. They'd be rapping. I have videotaping. I read the Metro and stuff. I mean, you'd be having some great bands and great people up there. So I was talking to a few of them, but they called me on the phone and started talking to me like they was not proper. You can't say some things on the radio. You gotta
right.
be radio ready. You gotta, and I always like coaching people, bro. But I had to work that out. I'm gonna do the work. It's all good.
All right. We'll see what transpires.
Yeah, JP definitely don't want to deal with him, so.
Hey, well, what you think about that Travis Scott travesty? DJ Sincere, what you think about that Travis Scott travesty?
Well, I mean, I think it was a very, you know, tragic situation. You know what I mean? We spoke about it, like I said, we spoke about it on Saturday's show. And for the information that I had at the time, you know, it just seemed really, you know, out of place that, you know, you would have that many people and you wouldn't have, you know, a situation set up where they could be safe. And then there was reports that, you know, he performed for quite a bit of time while people were passing out and losing their lives. So, you know, I kind of agree with what Priest said to a degree. His career is either going to be over or it's going to skyrocket from here. He's going to be an even bigger name, a bigger star, a bigger artist, and he'll get even more opportunities. I think people got to definitely be wise when they go to certain kind of events. When you go to these events, pay attention to the imagery. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's going on the stage. Some of that background imagery is really very telling. And, you know, you just got to be mindful.
Absolutely. All right.
Well,
I agree.
With that being said, we all agree that we have enjoyed ourselves this evening here. Please tune in to the Listening Room DC on Friday and the Original Dirty Basement on Saturday. All the times will be posted on social media. Please stay tuned for the next thing coming up. And whatever you do, don't give up. Whatever you do.
Oh, lovely. I never thought of myself as a complex man or as someone who was really that hard to understand. So it would hardly take a genius to realize that I've always been a lot too arrogant, a little too fucking wise. I was a combination that made a lot of folks feel duty-bound to do whatever they could to try and shoot me down. To head off some of the things that I might possibly say to see if they couldn't take some of my pride away. To bring me disappointment, to teach me to fear it. Obviously, these are folks just didn't have no spirit.
Spirit said, don't give up. Yes, it's time to stop your falling. You've been down long enough. Can't you hear the spirit's calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit.
Lives are so far off the track that what they like best about life is stabbing brothers in the back. And I was obviously too blind and probably too weak to see who was responsible for my losing streak. The best way to explain it is to say simply because I was looking around outside, and the truth is that I was the one. So I got locked into all of the analysis and found myself locked into a kind of paralysis, and something was calling and I almost didn't hear it, but I spent a lot of time being blessed by the spirits. Make you say, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. And can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirits. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirits. It didn't matter whether it was a child or an adult. There was absolutely no one I could not insult, so that I could isolate myself somewhere off to the side and continue to juggle all the possible whys. The warmth I once could generate so well had turned into a frozen hell, and all of the discouraging injustices I felt had pinned me somewhere inside a drug-infested cell, where those who told didn't know and those who knew didn't tell, and I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. And then I heard, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. Yeah, can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirits. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Ain't no way overnight to turn your life around, and this ain't the conversation of someone who never falls back down. But no matter how long you've been on trial, with the days and the weeks of self-denial, no matter how many times you tried to make it and found out that right then you just couldn't take it, if you're looking for a loser who found strength and success, remember the spirit of Brother Malcolm X. And know that you can leave all of your mistakes behind the day that you really make up your mind. 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 Really